This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Now we're going to take a painting question from David in Oklahoma. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, we have a house that I guess the people before hired some just handyman kind of guy. And they gave him latex paint, and I think that he's painted latex paint on enamel.
Where is the paint? Are we talking about the trim inside the house or outside? What do we got?
No, it's inside. It's on the trim and also on some of the walls. Some of the walls are a natural wood, but most of them are painted.
So basically we're having an adhesion issue here?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You can just rub it with your thumb, and it'll come off. So, of course, if you're ever moving things around and you bump something... It really comes off.
Well, you bring up a common problem, David, and that is that you can't put latex on top of enamel without you at least prepping the surface. Prepping the surface when you're changing from an enamel to a latex means sanding it and also hitting it with a primer. The primer is the glue that makes the paint stick, and if they've skipped that step, then this is going to be a constant problem. So unfortunately, there's no magic solution here that's going to stop the problem from happening. When you have a bad adhesion problem with paint, it's going to be a matter of you sanding off what's there, trying to get to a durable surface that's not peely.
What about using a stripping agent to sort of help you get further along than just sandpaper would?
Well, you certainly could do that, but I don't think you have to strip it down to raw wood. You certainly have to rough up the old surface. If this latex coat is coming off pretty easily, you could probably do this all with sandpaper.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.